These are the weekly security headlines from Daily Tech News Show for the week ending July 3rd, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. European police and crime agencies hacked EncroChat phones starting April 1st and used information obtained to arrest 746 suspects, seize £54 million, and confiscate 77 firearms and 2 tons of Class A and Class B drugs in the UK alone. Arrests and seizures were also made in France, the Netherlands, Norway, and Sweden. EncroChat sold a modified Android phone locked down to just do communication through EncroChat's own end-to-end encryption service using offshore data centers. French authorities were able to install malware on EncroChat phones written specifically for EncroChat's BQ Aquarius X2 Android phones. The malware cloned application data, disrupted a data wipe feature, and recorded the screen lock password. When EncroChat pushed a patch, the malware came back with the added ability to change the lock screen password. EncroChat got its Dutch SIM provider KPN to block connections to malicious servers, but when EncroChat restored service, KPN removed the block. EncroChat then decided to shut down and advised its users to power off devices and dispose of them. EncroChat had a public-facing enterprise, but Vice reports other companies providing similar services like MPC or Phantom Secure do not have public-facing executive sites or stores, and a company called Omerta has been advertising to former EncroChat users with 10% off. An analysis of password dumps by Turkish computer engineering student Ata Hakçıl found the password 123456 accounted for one out of every 142 passwords used and was the most common single password for each of the last 5 years. Overall, the 10 most common passwords accounted for 6.6% of all passwords in the dataset. He used a dataset with more than 1 billion login credentials previously published and included more than 168 million unique passwords. The analysis also found average password length was 9.48 characters and that 12% of passwords used a special character. Facebook announced Wednesday it found 5,000 developers that use Facebook login on their apps accidentally had access to data from some inactive users. Facebook has a policy that after 90 days of inactivity on an app that uses Facebook login, the developer can't access the user data anymore until the user logs back in. Some of the friend functions, like inviting a friend to a workout in a fitness app, for instance, did not have that restriction implemented by Facebook. Facebook says the issue has now been fixed. Facebook also strengthens its terms to require developers to delete data no longer required or received an error, get explicit consent from users to share data with third parties, and strengthen data security requirements. Facebook may also request user data be deleted. The new terms go into effect August 31st. Microsoft published 2 out-of-band security updates Tuesday to patch vulnerabilities in the Windows Codex library. The bugs only affected Windows 10 and Windows Server 2019. That vulnerability lets attackers use a malformed image file that, when opened in apps, would allow malicious code to run. The updates were delivered through the Windows Store, not Windows Update, meaning customers didn't need to take any action to get it. Microsoft says it has no evidence that the bugs were exploited in the wild. A strain of ransomware targeting macOS has been dubbed OS X Evil Quest. It encrypts, installs a keylogger, a reverse shell, and steals cryptocurrency wallet files. If victims pay the ransom, the attacker will unencrypt the files, but may still maintain access to the computer. K7 Lab security researcher Dinesh Devadas tweeted findings Tuesday and estimates EvilQuest has been distributed since the beginning of June. Malwarebytes reports finding EvilQuest in pirated software, though it may be more broadly distributed. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham and Senator Richard Blumenthal published a manager's amendment to the proposed Earn It Act, which would cause tech companies to lose safe harbor protection of Section 230 if they don't comply with best practices for the removal of child sexual abuse material. The amendment removes the commission that would have drawn up best practices and possibly have required a backdoor to encryption. That won't happen now under the way the bill is currently written. Instead, companies would be beholden to existing state laws. California is now enforcing its digital privacy law. That law went into effect January 1st, but companies had 6 months to become compliant. The law lets consumers ask companies what information they hold and ask them not to sell it to third parties, among other things. Companies found in violation of the law will be given a warning and 30 days to fix the problem. Password Manager 1Password introduced domain breach reports for 1Password teams or 1Password business customers. This uses information from Have I Been Pwned Password's breach database to identify employee accounts that have been compromised, alert impacted users, and urge them to create new passwords. Apple announced it decided not to integrate 16 new web APIs into Safari, saying they could allow third parties to create scripts that would identify users and devices. Apple said it would be open to reconsidering integrating the APIs if they were updated to reduce fingerprintability down the road. APIs not implemented include the ability for a website to connect or scan for Bluetooth devices, access device settings like battery status, network information, and proximity sensors, as well as access geolocation data. Decentralized computing company Dfinity announced its Internet Computer is now open for third-party developers to build serverless apps that do not need a host to run from the cloud. An example app called CanCan is a lot like TikTok. It shares videos. CanCan was built with less than 1,000 lines of code using the Motoko programming language. Dfinity's Internet Computer is non-proprietary, uses a blockchain-like function to run cloud apps without the need of web servers, databases, or firewalls. Developers can apply to access Internet Computer at dfinity.org. Finally, Microsoft released Windows File Recovery, a command line tool to recover deleted files on local hard drives, USB drives, and SD cards. By default, the tool works with Microsoft's NTFS file system to locate files using the master file table, but a signature mode can also be used for recovering files in FAT, XFAT, and ReFS file systems. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.